The ACGC Chargers saw a multitude of success on Friday, not only with their football team, but with their state runners in cross country. The girls team was more than impressive over the weekend, finishing in fifth with 185 total points. Helping to achieve that feat for ACGC was 11th place finisher Ava Campbell, who ran a 19 minute 33.8 second time, improving from 12th place last year. She not only ran her personal best time, but achieved a long-time goal of now being a two-time All-State runner in Iowa. Head coach Colin Chago said that achieving the goal is spectacular for Campbell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't talk about this girls' team without talking about Ava Campbell and her getting 11th and improving one spot from her placement last year was really cool. Her being All-State 2 years in a row was really cool. And she officially moved into second in the all-time ACGC list. But then going on from that, six of our seven girls got personal best at the state meet. Not only season's best, but personal best. And so that was really cool to see as a coach and to have all of that hard work that they put in the offseason and during the season pay off like that was just spectacular.
With the cold weather conditions on Friday, many would think that the times would not be good overall, but six of the seven runners ran their personal best times. On the way to Fort Dodge, the girls were talking with one another as they were dialed in and ready for the meet to be successful. Coach Chago credits the weather for their mental focus and their finish overall.
Yeah, as far as the preparation is concerned, I really think that just on the bus ride up, the girls were dialed in. A lot of them were looking at the 4A times and saying to themselves or saying to each other, hey, we know this is our goal time. This is how they did it. This was their mile split, 2 mile split, so on and so forth. And so they were really dialed in as soon as we got on the bus and figuring out the strategy and what they wanted to do and how they wanted to accomplish their goals. And so as a coach, just sitting back and watching them take care of that preparation on their own was just, I mean, that was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had as a coach. I've never seen a team so focused on the bus ride up to be that successful. And then from there, as far as it affected the race, I think it was actually a benefit for us. Our girls team is extremely tough. They ran together. They pushed each other. And at the end of the day, I think that those adverse conditions actually helped us out in our overall placing because we were just so mentally tough and mentally focused. There are very few other teams that I think were able to do what we were able to in those conditions. And on top of that, a lot of the girls love running in colder weather. And so although it was a little colder than they anticipated, I mean, they enjoy that kind of weather. And so it just helped them feel more comfortable, I suppose.
Not only were the girls successful, but so were the boys. The Chargers finished in second overall behind Lake Mills as ACGC finished with 137 points. The Chargers not only were successful this season, but they have been a top five team the past four seasons. Andrew Mahaffey earned the school record over the weekend, finishing in fourth place at 16 minutes 10.1 seconds, which made for his best finish in the state meet. Mahaffey has been working all summer long to get himself to this point.
Yep, our boys were ranked first for most of the year and then got moved to second behind a really, really good Lake Mills team. And you could just see at the meet that Lake Mills that day was a little bit better than us. But, I mean, the boys have a lot that they can hang their hat on. Getting second overall as a team for the second year in a row is really cool. I mean, our senior class, their places at state went fourth, first, second, second. And there's very few people in the history of the state of Iowa that can say that they were a top four team for 4 years in a row. And especially in 1A, when it's extremely hard to kind of reload year after year, and those boys were able to do that. But then individually, yeah, I think Andrew Mahaffey had an excellent race. We knew what he was capable of. He's been putting in some pretty high mileage in the off seasons, the past two off seasons. So it was really fun to see that all culminate in a great performance. And he was able to get the school record and tie our record place as a program with his fourth place individual finish. And so just seeing how much dedication he has put into distance running and see it pay off that way was it was pretty amazing.
Looking ahead to next season, the Chargers are bringing back a lot of talent. This is a team that has seen success on both the boys and girls sides. Coach Chago knows that they are keeping some of their best runners while also bringing up some young talent who are ready to race.
Well, I was actually breaking that down this morning. I think both teams have a real legitimate shot at getting trophies next year. We graduate three really good seniors from the boys' side, but we bring back our two juniors that have been a part of trophy-winning teams all 3 years that they've been a part of the program. And then we've got some really good youth that is coming in. So I think the boys have a shot at continuing that tradition of success and trying to get another trophy for a fourth year in a row. And then on the girls' side, we graduate two of our top seven. And although we're going to be missing their leadership, I know of some girls that are going to be coming into the program next year that will be able to pick up right where they left off. And we do keep our top three and four of our top six. And so I think the girls' team, if there's going to be any year where they can win a trophy, I think it'll be next year. I know both squads, the returning squads, are really excited for what we can do in the off season to prepare for next year, and are really excited for next year already. And I mean, you can't ask for much more than that.
Coach Shago was proud of his teams this season, as they were a fun group of kids to coach and was happy to be part of such a successful year. He credits the leadership and the willingness to get better from these athletes and is already looking forward to next year.
Absolutely. This has been a spectacular experience for me as a coach. I enjoyed both of these teams so much. And not only did they come together as a boys team and a girls team, they kind of came together as one family, both genders combined. And so all 33 athletes were extremely fun to coach this year. They each everybody showed up ready to get better every day. And yeah, like I said, you can't ask for much more than that. And I'm extremely blessed and lucky to be able to coach such amazing kids.
ACGC finishes the season with two very successful teams, as the boys finish second to State Meet and the girls finish in fifth. The Chargers are looking ahead to the winter sports seasons and supporting the Chargers football team in their quest to the Unidome. I'm Zach Collins reporting.